around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, we're getting back to it after a fun break. I'll tell you, the conversation sometimes off air. I don't want to diminish what we say on air, but off air it's even funnier, I think, between the top of the hour break. But it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, March 16th, folks. And as we welcome all of you back to America's number one travel radio show for this F block, well, the calendar may say spring will be here in 3 days, but that doesn't mean you can't go skiing. And we're going to prove that to you right now, because certainly the folks in Colorado have found out firsthand this week, significant snow just keeps coming their way this time of year.
Yes, and the folks in Southern California and some of the higher elevations got dumped on yesterday, so they'll be happy. So, you know, I know we just welcome some new, well, the skiers will be happy. I know we just welcomed some new stations last hour. So for our new listeners, over the years, we try to make it a point to check in with the team at Vail Resorts. We usually do it at the beginning of ski season. So Vail Resorts has 41 properties within their network. They have mountains in Utah, Colorado, California, Vermont, Pennsylvania, Missouri, other states, as well as Canada, Australia, and Europe. And although winter ski season has ended, some skiers do really prefer and love to ski in the spring, and that's happening now. So joining us on our busy show hotline from Beaver Creek, Colorado, with some spring skiing updates is Rachel Levitsky.
Rachel, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here on this Saturday morning. You know, I just kind of referenced at the rejoin there, Beaver Creek, you can have some wild weather. I know there's been a lot of snow in Colorado this week. It, you know, certainly can get windy there. It's a high altitude mountain. It's got the summit's over 11,000 feet. I associate the mountain with hosting World Cup events, but I'd love for you right now, we got a large audience listening around the country, share with us, you know, how the ski season has been so far. And now as we move into the spring ski season, how long do you anticipate maybe staying open so folks could take advantage of this spring season, you know, March, April, May? How long?
Absolutely. It's been an incredible season thus far. We've had great snow. We've had really fun powder days and awesome bluebird days as well. And yes, you're right. Now that we're going into spring, we're expecting those, you know, warmer temps, some soft snow. And Beaver Creek's projected closing day is April 14th. So we've got a full month left of skiing here. But then we've also got Breckenridge, one of our neighboring ski resorts that Vail Resorts also owns. And they're going as far as possible into May and as far as they can into spring. So if you're looking for an even later ski vacation, check out Breck.
Okay, so May. So I find that interesting, although I did see a report this week, to Robert's point before, with all the snow, that Steamboat and Vail also have pretty above normal base depths for this spring, which is good news for skiers. I'd love to ski in May. How fun. So talk about some of the benefits to spring skiing. It's got to be less money, I would think, than in the high season.
Spring skiing is such a fun time. Certainly you're seeing maybe a little less popularity at our resorts, but also just the experience you're going to have. We love decks and sitting outside in the sun and maybe not dealing with quite so much cold or snow falling on you. It's a different experience, certainly, but one that's just as fun.
Does it provide more value? Is it a little less expensive?
Yeah, so it is a little less expensive as far as a day ticket. But one thing I do want to talk about is the Epic Pass, which is a great value product in skiing. So if you lock in your Epic Pass for the 23-24 season, you can certainly use that to ski in the spring. And then we did just launch our 24-25 winter season Epic Pass, which provides access to all of our resorts for summer and then the next winter. So,
well, you know, Rich, yeah. I'm glad you bring that up, because during the break there, Rudy, I know you wanted to talk about Epic Pass.
Yeah, I did. I haven't skied in a while, so I've got to tell you that right off the bat. And I love Colorado, but if you allow, explain the basis of these passes. I mean, you've added a resort in the Swiss Alps for next season. How do you all work this out?
Sure. So the Epic Pass provides, depending on the level of product you choose, access to certain resorts for a certain number of days, or if you go with the full Epic Pass, unlimited access to all 41 of our resorts. And Crans Montana, which you mentioned that we added, will be on the Epic Pass next year. We've got resorts in 4 countries, and excited to offer that access to any of our guests. I think you mentioned that you haven't skied in a while. So one new product that we would recommend for you, if you're not sure that you want to ski all season long, the Epic Day Pass, which you can choose 1 to 7 days at a different tier of resorts, depending on where you want to ski, provides really incredible access. Next year, it starts at $93 a day, depending on the resort you choose and what your restrictions are. So we really like to think about that pass product as an advanced commitment for our guests to provide a really incredible value.
But do I have to reserve ahead, or I just show up in Switzerland and I have the pass and I'm in?
That's exactly right. So if you have your Epic Pass for next season, you can show up in Switzerland with it.
Fast Pass, whatever they call it now there at Disney, I guess. So, all right, so we got the skiing aspect of this, right? One thing that is I'm listening to you, Rachel, I'm thinking about, you know, Mary and I, we experienced Whistler Blackcomb in Canada a few years ago during the summer. And frankly, we were surprised to see how many warm weather activities were going on at the mountain. And I'm thinking about mountain biking, there was zip lining, the gondolas were running for the aerial views, the restaurants, and a number of the retail stores were all open. So if someone loves the mountains and outdoors, it's certainly experiencing, I guess I'll call them summer activities, could be spring activities at ski resorts. It's a fun way to visit the area, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, certainly. Summer might be my favorite time of year at Beaver Creek. We've got skiing cliff rides and hiking and mountain biking, a lot of golf at Beaver Creek specifically. There's something for everyone, really, and just basking in those mountain views is one of my favorite things to do.
So a quick question for the non-skiers. Describe a perfect bluebird day.
Oh, a perfect bluebird day. Yes. So not a cloud in the sky, which we're hoping for today. We've got a few fluffy clouds above us, but blue sky peeking through. But a perfect bluebird day is just not a cloud in the sky, full sunshine, perfect corduroy underneath you, which means that the slopes are groomed to perfection, and, you know, just warmth and sun, and you need your sunglasses and some sunscreen, too.
You know, so, Rachel, one of the things that we say to our affiliate team and to the part of what we do here, it's theater of the mind, right, because we paint pictures with words. You just did an excellent job, so I don't think we want to ask you another question. We're going to run out of time anyway because we're going to leave there and leave people with that beautiful view that you just painted for us. So thank you. We really appreciate you jumping aboard with us today. Folks, for all your spring skiing, you know, or summer visiting, whatever it is, just go check out vailresorts.com. Have a great weekend, Rachel.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Take care.
So, Rudy, options. You know what we like in travel? Options.
Yeah, no question. Well, I mean, these passes definitely do save you money because skiing in some of these top flight resorts like Beaver Creek have gotten the day passes.
Expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
It has been. No question.
Yeah, that's the way to
All
do
right.
it.
When we return from this upcoming sponsors break, travel, empowerment, small business, and service, it's going to take center stage. The personal connection begins in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
What if you discovered your hard-earned home isn't yours anymore? Have you ever checked your home title? Do you even know if it's still in your name? Home title theft is real, folks, as scammers and identity thieves can easily find your info online, simply forge your signature on a home sale form, and refile as the new owner. At that point, criminals can take out loans, drain your equity, and disappear, leaving you a mess. Home insurance won't cover you, but HomeTitleLock.com will. Find out for free if your home is still in your name and get 30 days of protection with code CARRY at HomeTitleLock.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
According to FBI crime data, most home break-ins happen in broad daylight. As the days get longer this spring, protect your home with SimpliSafe at SimpliSafe.com/carry. It's the award-winning home security we recommend. SimpliSafe's advanced technology protects every room, window, and door of your home. And right now, you'll get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/carry. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a four-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your four-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If you owe back taxes, fair warning, the IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. You need Tax Network USA. They have solid war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly, like a preferred direct line to the IRS. Plus, Tax Network USA has learned of a special limited-time offer, an IRS offer. Schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited-time IRS penalty canceling offer. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry today. tnusa.com/carry. You'll find that number and website at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, too.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, we are back with the ski slopes now behind us. We've mixed it up once again for the G Block in today's personal connection that's sponsored by Seabourn.
Discover the Seabourn difference on one of their ultra-luxury voyages and expeditions. This is all-inclusive, affordable luxury cruising on board intimate ships that really feel like a private yacht. That's the atmosphere. And they offer curated voyages to all seven continents. You're going to be indulging in complimentary world-class dining, all kinds of culinary experiences with unlimited premium spirits and fine wines. Cruising with Seabourn means you're going to unpack just once, that might be my favorite perk, and travel to all kinds of legendary cities and hidden gems in your luxurious oceanfront suite, all cared for by a team who's really passionate about providing intuitive and personalized service.
You know, Seabourn, you've heard us say it over and over again, it's our favorite way to ocean cruise. You're going to experience ultra-luxury adventures. They also now offer expedition cruises, too, on new purpose-built ships. Visit Seabourn.com today to learn more about the Seabourn difference and look over itineraries and offers. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. And come travel with us on the Seabourn Ovation this October and November. All the details can be found by clicking on the 2024 Mediterranean cruise at the top of our homepage.
Okay, Fran Meyer last joined us this past September. You may recall she's the founder and CEO of BabyQuip, and that's a company that rents all kinds of baby gear to travelers. Fran started the company, like many entrepreneurs, because she saw a need. Well, not only is she improving the way families travel, she's also improved the lives of many employees she's brought on board. Fran joins us again now, along with one of her quality providers, Helen Wright, for today's Personal Connection segment of the show.
Fran, welcome back. And Helen, nice to have you here as well.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Helen, nice to hear your voice as well. Fran, I'm going to start with you. You know, I know we've talked with you about your growth over the years when it comes to BabyQuip, but I want you to start off with us today sharing how critical your quality providers are and what you offer them, and essentially, you know, learning how to run a version of their own small business by providing baby gear to travelers.
Yeah, we have a network of 2,200 what we call quality providers. They are mostly moms. They are the ones who deliver the baby gear. They own the baby gear. They clean it. They set it up. They pick up. They do everything. And really, for the most part, they go above and beyond. And I think it's because they're moms, and they know what they want to do on vacation, and they want to make sure other moms are satisfied, too. So I'm really thrilled about it. Yes, we do a lot of things to encouraging our quality providers to build a business on our platform. Trust and safety is really critical, so we start out about teaching them about cleanliness and safety. But we also teach them about hospitality, social networking, affiliate marketing, how to get a Google My Business page. And all of these things are skills that they can use to build their business on BabyQuip, but potentially to build another business down the road. I really feel that we are minting entrepreneurs.
Yeah, it sounds like you absolutely are. And so, Helen, it's so nice to have you join all of us here today with Fran as well. And you are in our Personal Connection segment of the show. And this is a segment where we talk about the impact or transformation that all kinds of different travel experiences have on people. Without question, you're helping people travel better. How did you get started with BabyQuip, and how has it impacted your life?
So I'm actually, I've spent the last 15 years in corporate America, and as part and parcel of that, I'm actually a single mom, and I used to have to travel with my children for work. So I'd be going to New York, Chicago, And I would use BabyQuip providers to get a crib and to get toys or whatever I needed to keep them kind of safe and well-rested while I was working there. But then I came to the viewpoint that it would be good if I also had this as a side hustle. And that's what it started as initially. And my goal in the first instance was to pay one household bill. It's now grown to the point where I'm living from this business. So it's my entire monthly income. And I've quit my job in corporate America, and I'm now starting up two Gymboree play and music franchises. So for me, it is genuinely been kind of game-changing, and it's been a transformation in terms of lifestyle.
Helen, well, I love the story. The entrepreneur in me, I love when I hear these stories.
That is life-changing for you. That is, Fran, that is definitely something to be proud of. That's an amazing story. Helen, I want to stay with you for the next question. Where have you seen or noticed some of the biggest changes in the business since you started in terms of what your customers want in their experience when they travel and providing the gear?
I'll be honest with you. The customers previously, they were almost sort of pathetically grateful to get a pack and play, whereas now what they want is a home from home. They want a duplicate setup of what they have in their child's nursery and what they have in their kitchen to take care of the children. And they want to have the same car seats and the same stroller systems when they go out. So our buyers have become increasingly sophisticated. And some of the best customers to work with are those kind of professional travel mommies who use the service again, again, and again, and they know what they want. And I've got families that I've been working with over 8 years, and I've seen all four of their children kind of evolve through snooze, bassinets, cribs, toddler beds, bed rails, and kind of really grown up with some of these families, which is magical.
You know, it's funny, Helen, it's funny when I'm hearing that, because I recall, you know, when we had when our sons were born, you know, our first son, we were very particular. Everything had to be perfect. And then when the second son comes along, we're both a little more relaxed for sure. But what I'm hearing now is it doesn't matter what, whether it's first son, second son, third daughter, fifth, whatever it is, they all have to have that duplication of the setup. Fred, I want to bring this back to you a little bit, because you mentioned 2,200 quality providers. That's clearly a large number. Talk about, you know, some more with us about how personally invested you feel in helping, you know, them to get started on their own. Because as we said earlier, you're empowering all of these folks to essentially run a small business.
Yeah, no, it's super exciting to listen to Helen's stories. And I've heard about a mom who left an abusive relationship, and because she could do BabyQuip with her children, she was able to do that, you know. And moms with special needs kids. So we have a very active community. For the most part, the quality providers are very positive. The community support one another. They take photos of how they pack their car and how they organize their gear in their garage. They sometimes give us some sharp feedback of things that they don't like, and that's useful to us, absolutely. But I'm thrilled to help them, because by helping them, they help us. And we've been able to keep our, as a business, our capital expenditures and even our customer service expenses down, because these QPs are so invested in helping each other.
It's such a terrific business model, and I just love hearing both sides of it. I'm really glad you joined us today, Helen, because I do love hearing directly your side of it, and how invested you are and how it's been a livelihood, and the fact that it is now how you're making your money and raising your children. Helen, before we end today, best thing about your job and favorite travel destination?
Oh, my gosh. The best thing, honestly, for me, it is an act of service, right? This is how I give back and I help other moms. My favorite travel destination in the world, I'm going to say somewhere like Cambodia. I worked in an orphanage there 2 years running. I took some sabbaticals from work, and the people are incredible. The landscape is incredible. The temples are beautiful, and so is the coastline. So I'm going to say Cambodia.
Okay. And Fran, same question for you. Best thing about your job as the leader here and favorite destination?
The inspiration I get for the quality providers absolutely is super the best part. And favorite, you know, Italy always just comes to mind. I was there last year, but I'm going to Cuba next month, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well,
are you? First time?
First time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be curious to hear your experience there. I would just say expect to have multiple hours a day of no electricity when you're there. So just be prepared for that. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry to say that.
But, well, good. I'm trying to unplug a bit.
Well,
there's the bright side of that.
And as far as Italy and everybody out there, listen, Tuesday, everyone's talking about tomorrow being St. Patrick's Day, but St. Joseph's Day is coming on Tuesday. So wear something red, enjoy some Italian food, and enjoy that. And by the way, I will just say one of the things we love about this segment of the show, you know, we talk about all different aspects. On our show, we'll use things like the world of travel, or we talk about the sectors of travel. At the end of the day, it's the power of travel, really, and the transformational and huge impact. Some people might think, oh, it's a vacation or it's a business trip I have to take. Travel is so entwined in our society on so many levels. You both are examples of that because you're talking about the power of travel through your own lives and the impact it's had. So we applaud both of you. Congratulations. We wish you nothing but the best. And the other 2,200 of you with Baby Quip. Folks, if you want to stay connected with Fran and Helen yourself, the website is just babyquip.com. Babyquip, Quip.com. Have a great weekend, both of you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you.
Helen and Fran. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Thank
really appreciate this opportunity.
All right. Well, there we are, Mary, Fran, and Helen. Interesting story from the both of them, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Great business model, and I love hearing how she got started.
Yeah,
and
listen,
really
if you have some entrepreneurs out there,
definitely.
Go look into them right now. Right now, we're going to step aside so Bobby can run some important sponsor messages for us. Go check out our sponsors page, by the way, at rmworldtravel.com. Support the many show partners that we have out there. Very important. Billet Rewards is next. Mary and I will also be talking spring camping later in the hour as well. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Ditch those meal planning woes and make restaurant-quality meals at home with the help of HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/carry. At 25% cheaper than takeout, HelloFresh makes it quick and easy to get dinner on the table. And for a limited time, you can satisfy your sweet tooth and your wallet with free dessert. Join today and you're going to get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/carry. That's one free dessert item per box with an active subscription. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our friends at Field of Greens just got one of the best testimonials ever. Listen to this. Quote, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. Thanks, Field of Greens. Unquote. Field of Greens can't promise your doc will dance into your room, but they can promise this product will improve your health and make a difference or your money back. You can get started with 15% off by just going to fieldofgreens.com and using the promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look for a link under sponsors. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This segment of the show is sponsored by HomeTitleLock.com. You know, getting your wallet, cell phone, or even car stolen does happen, and we're sort of used to those kinds of rather common thefts, or at least reading about them. But now criminals have a new way to steal our most valuable asset, our homes. If you haven't seen it in the news, a Florida woman discovered that scammers forged her signature, created a fake deed to her home, and took her property. We don't want you to be next. So when's the last time you checked your home's title? Well, we can fix that today for free, so don't put this off. You'll never know if a thief takes you off your title until it's too late, because the titles to all our homes are easily found online. Criminals, renters, even, God forbid, a family member, can simply forge your signature on a home sale form, then refile as the new owner. When that happens, bam, your home is not in your name anymore, and it's not your home anymore. Thieves can then take out loans on your home or drain your equity and disappear, leaving you in debt, stuck with trying to prove you didn't commit loan fraud. Or they can sell your home to unsuspecting buyers who are ready to move in. Your homeowner's insurance or common identity theft programs don't protect you from this type of crime. Home Title Lock does. It's the premier detection technology. And the instant they detect suspicious activity, they move to shut it down. Has some criminal taken over your home title? Well, find out by using this very free code, CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. Or as always, find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Playing the credit card game is pretty routine for travelers who are working to accumulate miles or points they can trade in for free hotel rooms or flights. 3 years ago, Wells Fargo came out with a new credit card that's taken Americans a little while to learn about. It's called a Bilt card, and that's spelled B-I-L-T. It was designed originally as a way for renters, and it still is, a way for renters to pay their rent and to earn points toward hotel and airline programs while doing it. Rent is usually a lot of folks' largest regular monthly payment, so why not earn airline or hotel points while you do it? Since then, the benefits have grown, and our next guest can describe some of them. By the way, Bilt is a credit card where you can buy other stuff, too. It's not just for use by renters. Richard Kerr is the Vice President of Travel Awards at Bilt. Richard, welcome to the show. Since I have a Bilt card, I know you don't just give your Bilt card to a landlord if you're a renter, do you? Explain how it works.
Yeah, sure thing. I appreciate you having me today. So the first thing is, yes, the card business we have is incredibly important, but Bilt itself is now a loyalty platform where we reward people whether you have the Bilt card or not. So we'd love for people to download the Bilt app and check it out. But to your point, yeah, the mechanics of how this works is very interesting to people. So you can actually pay your rent through the Bilt app. And this is, again, whether you have the Bilt card or you want to pay with a different card or you have an ACH. But a couple different ways to do it. First, if you pay in the Bilt app, we will take a USPS first class mail check and mail your landlord a check. So if you're renting from Mr. and Ms. Smith down the street, you can pay with your Bilt card and earn 1 point per dollar for rent. And again, there's no fee on this. No fee to participate in the program. If you have the Bilt card, it's a no-fee card. The other way to pay is we actually have a massive conglomeration of the largest real estate owners in the U.S. called the Bilt Rewards Alliance. About 4 million apartments around the U.S. now. If you live in one of these apartments, you'll know it. There's a nice plaque on the outside of your building, and you can log into your landlord's portal and pay rent again. With the Bilt card would be great, but also via checking account or a different card, you'll get points. And that's how it works. So if you live inside the Alliance, pay with your landlord. If you live outside, pay in the Bilt app. We'll mail you a check, or we'll give you an ACH and routing number, and you can pay, go and pay in your landlord's portal as if you were paying ACH, and we'll recognize it outside and award you points. So
I want to explain that last point in a minute, but let me tell you, you're earning Bilt points. What are the Bilt points good for? They're good for more than a dozen. You can move your points to airlines, to hotels, and all kinds of other things. I live in an apartment building where I was paying my rent using a credit card just to get points. But I had to pay a $60 a month fee to use that credit card, not from the credit card, from the building's management. I don't know, it's pretty much a wash probably for the miles I got. Bilt came along. Now I just put it on my Bilt card, and Bilt sends a check to management, so they do get a check. They don't know if it's from my rich uncle or me or whatever, but they get a check. I am now saving $720 a year in those charges. So it's worth looking into. And every month, real fast, we only have like a minute and a half left. On the first of every month, you call it Rent Day. What happens on Rent Day at Bilt.com?
Yeah, typically the first of the month is a pretty bummer for everybody's got to turn the rent check over to landlords. We try and make it a little bit fun. So we come out with a pretty lucrative promotion first of every month called Rent Day. A couple days before, we'll give you a heads up of what that month's benefit is going to be. And it can revolve around anything in our rewards ecosystem. Travel is certainly a huge one. Maybe you get, instead of one airline mile for every one Bilt point, you can get up to 2.5 airline miles for one Bilt point. We can offer you, you know, free or reduced fitness classes with our partners like SoulCycle and Rumble Boxing. We have Amazon as a redeem partner. Maybe you'll get more value for your points by shopping on Amazon. We have experiences now, NCAA basketball, NFL football games, all kinds of cool stuff we've done with the entire hope of making that rent check a little bit rewarding for the first time in America's lives.
One of my favorite ones last year was, I'm a member of Hyatt Hotels loyalty program. Those points are very valuable. I think they're the best hotel points out there, and you used to work at Points Guy, so you know.
Yep.
And you had a special rent deal where I could convert, let's say I had 10,000 Bilt points. The deal was I could achieve the highest level in their status, which normally takes staying 60 nights a year, for only 20 within a 3-month period. I stayed 20, got it. And being globalist at Hyatt's a big thing. So these are all Rent Day specials. Again, the card has no fee. I didn't know you could pay through just a website. I thought you had to have the card. That's interesting to know. That's also no fee. And if you live in a building like I do where they'll charge you to use a card because you want to use your card to get miles to pay your rent, sign up with Bilt. They'll send them the check. I think it's, Richard, I think you're growing fairly quickly, aren't you?
Look, it's really exciting, the amount of momentum that we have going on. But it's all about the value back to the members. So for the first time, get something back in your largest monthly expense. And I'll be honest, Rudy, this is pretty good right now. We're really excited. Today, actually, this morning, launched Alaska Airlines as our newest airline partner. So your Bilt points can become Alaska Airlines miles.
Excellent.
And an even broader partnership with the Bank of America Alaska Visa Signature Card coming later this year, where you're going to be able to get 3 Alaska miles per dollar of rent if you have an Alaska card. So we continue to expand, and hopefully people are excited as we are.
Excellent. Richard Kerr is VP for Travel rewards at Bilt Rewards. Check out BILT.com and learn about it. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at RMWorldTravel.com. We'll be right back.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a four-week food kit for $60 off, and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your four-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Our friends at Field of Greens just got one of the best testimonials ever. Listen to this. Quote, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. Thanks, Field of Greens. Unquote. Field of Greens can't promise your doc will dance into your room, but they can promise this product will improve your health and make a difference or your money back. You can get started with 15% off by just going to fieldofgreens.com and using the promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, or visit armworldtravel.com and look for a link under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by ZapMyDebt.com. You know, there are a few things worse than knowing you're in debt and falling further behind. It can keep you tossing and turning at night, weigh on your mind all day long. The frustrating part is the system is sort of designed to trap you in debt because the hole keeps getting deeper. Insanely high interest on credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt, which is why we want you to know about a new way out of the debt trap. It's called ZapMyDebt.com, all one word. They have new aggressive strategies that can eliminate your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Think about it. Now you can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances so you owe less, and stop those threatening phone calls. And you can do it all without bankruptcy or a loan. In short, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything else this weekend, check out ZapMyDebt.com and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt, and I think you'll thank us for it. Go to ZapMyDebt.com or find the link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, my friends can tell you that every time I go to Paris, which is a lot, I hit the chocolate trail. The city has become a world capital for chocolate, and I have a couple, actually three, favorite chocolatiers where I drop literally hundreds of dollars to make sure I have enough chocolate on hand back in the States until I can return to Paris. But now I'm in big trouble. A recent full-page article, in the Wall Street Journal recently showed me I've only scratched the surface when it comes to Parisian chocolatiers. While my favorite three were in the article, there were seven or eight more. I may have to move to Paris. The article is written by a food columnist at the Wall Street Journal, a James Beard Award-winning food writer. She writes cookbooks. She's even a screenwriter. Her name is Alexandra Crapanzano. Alexandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be on.
Poor baby. Did you have to sample the goods at all the chocolate shops you wrote about?
Oh, I absolutely did. I have been doing that for years.
What you won't do for journalism, huh?
I know. It's tough.
Now, how did you find all these?
So I actually grew up in Paris. And then when I started food writing, I would go back and forth. And for my last book, Gâteau, I really did a deep dive into patisseries in Paris and knew that my next book would be about chocolate, chocolat. So I have really been doing this for about 2 years now.
Okay, you sort of slid over your last book. Let's put that out there. It came out, I think, last fall. It's called Gâteau, which, of course, means cake in French. The title is Gâteau, The Surprising Simplicity of French Cakes. Yeah, the day I try to make a French cake is the day I know I've don't have anything else to do because it'll take all day. Anyway,
oh, no, they're easy. They're easy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, Alexander, they're easy for you. All right, so what makes a great chocolate store? Why has Paris become such a center of these, for lack of a better word, boutique chocolatiers?
I think two reasons. I think culturally, chocolate has always been incredibly important in France. And also historically, I mean, going back to Marie Antoinette, who was given little pistole of chocolate when she had headaches, she had migraines, and she used to get the cure for them by these chocolates. And those chocolates are still sold in Paris today. And I think that when you wander around Paris, whether you're a local or a tourist, you're kind of infused with a sense of chocolate as being a part of the culture, as being a part of the history, as being something that really is an everyday pleasure, even if moderation is the norm. And then I think also Ducasse, Alain Ducasse, the great chef, about 10 years ago, really started focusing in on bean to bar. And I think he has kind of revolutionized the idea of single origin chocolate and terroir and chocolate and the process of making chocolate. So it's become an incredibly exciting moment there.
I think he has two shops. I know where two of the shops are. He's got more than that in there in Paris?
He has little tiny boutique shops where you can get his fantastic tablette all over town now.
Yeah. Now, let's not kid anybody. These are not cheap. Alain Ducasse is, I've known him since he started in Monte Carlo. He is one of the places where I buy chocolate. But chocolate bar there, I don't know, can cost like $20, right?
Probably about $10. But,
really?
But, you know, the French kind of don't have as much as we do. They kind of have a little bit of chocolate every single day, but I would say they maybe have a square. So you're kind of talking, I don't know, $2 a day?
Like Marie Antoinette, a square.
A latte. Yes, exactly. Keep away the headaches. Keep the doctor away.
Well, I see chocolate as medicine for anything every day. And just to be careful, just to be sure, I eat more than a square every day. I can tell you that when I'm home.
Well, I do too, of course. Mm-hmm, particularly mm-hmm. now that I'm testing. But it's great to bring these boxes home because you can't bring cheese home. You can bring a loaf of bread home from Paris, but it's going to go stale in a day. But chocolate, as you said, you can really bring home and you can make sure you have it home and you can give to friends.
How do you store your chocolate? Refrigerator or not?
Oh, never the refrigerator.
Really?
In a cool, dry, dark place. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. I had put it in the refrigerator for a while and I thought, this is not right. And it's working better. You're right. Alexandra, let me pronounce it again. I always panic. Crapanzano.
Mm-hmm.
Close? Okay. Now,
yeah.
You can go to her website, which is her name, which is a very difficult thing to spell. So I'm going to suggest you go to WSJ.com and just type in best chocolate in Paris and her article will come up. Alexandra, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, folks. Well, listen, from chocolate to camping is today's J-Block pivot. Clearly, they go together when you're making s'mores, right? Something else we think you should be consuming is Field of Greens, who conveniently is sponsoring this segment of the show.
And Field of Greens is one of the healthiest things you can do each day. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great, and that's because it comes in various flavors like wild berry, strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and others. And you may hear about competitors out there, but the facts are this is nutrition the way nature intended.
Most people we hear from who have already made Field of Greens a part of their daily habit, well, they're saying things to us like they have way more energy throughout the day, sleeping better throughout the night. They have healthier hair and skin, how it's helped with their digestion. It simply just made them feel better and healthier overall. We couldn't agree more. Frankly, what we like, each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. That's important, right? It comes with a 100-day money-back guarantee, and to help get you over the hump, as a show fan, you can save 15%, get free rush shipping right now at fieldofgreens.com with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, spring camping is here across most of the U.S., and as April arrives, we're going to see an even greater uptick in camping nationwide, especially for the states with prime viewing for the April 8th solar eclipse. As we head back to that show hotline for the final time today, joining us with spring camping updates is Monica Geraci from the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association.
Monica, it is nice to reconnect with you today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are very well. Thanks very much. You know, listen, I want to get right into this with you since our time is short, because we fully understand that folks camp, you know, with RVs year round, a lot more than I think some people may realize. But spring is really considered the kickoff of the season, you know, before the busy summer camping period follows along. So with spring officially here this coming Tuesday on St. Joseph's Day, March 19th, what's the early word on spring camping, you know, around the U.S.?
Yeah, people love to get out and in their RVs when the weather starts turning nice. And obviously, yeah, people camp year-round, especially in the warmer areas of the country. But we've got a lot of people who are ready to kick off the camping season. And we just did a survey. And in fact, there are almost 27 million people who are planning on going RVing this spring. With the majority of those, it's really split between two areas. We got spring break. Mm-hmm. And then there's the biggest coming up. So there's about 14 million Americans who are planning to go RVing either break, and then a separate 14 million wanting for the eclipse.
So
some big numbers.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So because that's pretty rare, and that's happening April 8th. And we were looking at some numbers. Forbes put out a report that the states that are in the path are seeing huge increases in hotel bookings, some more than 700%. Ohio was over 1,000%.
Good luck getting a hotel room.
Yeah, so you can't get a hotel room. So RV camping is a really great way to experience that. Do you think that people can still get reservations?
Yeah, you still can. They've been booking up. There's CampSpot has a great portal with campgrounds that are in the path of totality. I love that phrase. Like, you're saying it everywhere, but the path of totality. And so that's a campground booking company, and they've done some great work on that. So you can still go check that out. And also, there are a lot of people who own their RVs who are getting out to see the eclipse. And then a lot of people are renting. So similarly, there were some numbers recently from RV Share, which is a peer-to-peer RV rental company, and they're seeing bookings up over 1,000% for the RV rental.
Again, 1,000%. I love this. I mean, all right. People are out there and they are going to be on the move. I know when we've had your CEO, Craig Kirby, on with us, you know, a number of times in the past, Executive VP James Ashurst has also been on the show. A trend that we've discussed is the rise in younger people renting RVs. I know the pandemic certainly fueled that in many ways. It continues to grow. But I want to know, is there a particular RV class you consistently see younger travelers engaging now? I'd say it's probably a safe bet. It's not the big Class A units right now, at least not yet anyway. But what is it, Monica?
Yeah, so there's an RV for every person, every lifestyle, every price point. It's crazy the number of RVs, drive them or tow them. And a lot of people think of the motorized RVs and those Class A's, the big ones that look like buses.
Right.
But motorized makes about 10-15% of RVs. Mostly it is towables is the bulk of what people buy and what our industry builds. But where we have seen some incredible growth, it's still a small segment of the industry, but those Class B's
So the Class B's.
Van campers. Yeah. That are smaller. They're very nice inside, and you can take them pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, and the Class B for our listeners, if they don't know, if some people, they're basically the vans that you see that convert.
You see a lot more of those these days. Yeah, we're almost out of time, Monica. For any first-time RVers this season, besides making reservations early, top tip, just one.
Top tip, I would go to GoRVing.com. We've got a ton of tips for first-timers, but take your time, leave early, and go close to home on the first night would be my recommendations for especially those first-timers.
Okay.
You know what?
Good advice.
That's excellent advice, actually.
We did not do that the first time.
No, we didn't.
We
decided to do about a 400-mile the first day. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So anyway, GoRVing.com, as you just said, as the website. It is the 101 for all things RV. Happy spring, Monica.
Happy spring.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right, there we go. I love that. The path of totality, as she said, Marianne, right now. As we say goodbye to all of you on this last weekend of winter, that path of totality for winter is over. Until we return again live next Saturday, March 23rd, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Marianne, me, and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and all of our sponsors out there. And most importantly, thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.